The ambitious New York Times report alleges that top executives and lawyers operating as Walmart de Mexico paid as much as $24 million in bribes to obtain construction permits, sourcing hundreds of internal company documents, including interviews with a former senior Walmart de Mexico executive. The report painted a complex and secret campaign to build dominance in the Mexican retail marketplace. Initially, Walmart executives at headquarters in Bentonville sent an investigative team to Mexico City, where, the Times report says, evidence of bribery and efforts to conceal it from the Bentonville executives were found. The bribes involved cash payments to government officials, mayors, city council members, urban planners, and permit bureaucrats to ensure zoning approvals, reduced environmental impact fees, and local support. But rather than expanding its investigation, Walmart leaders, including then Walmart's chief executive Lee Scott, worked to subdue it, the report says. Quoting the article, neither American nor Mexican law enforcement officials were notified. None of Walmart de Mexico's leaders were disciplined. Indeed, its chief executive, Eduardo Castro Wright, identified by the former executive as the driving force behind years of bribery, was promoted to vice chairman of Walmart in 2008. Until this article, the allegations in Walmart's investigation had never been publicly disclosed. End quote. The investigation was then handed over to General Counsel of Walmart de Mexico, a remarkable choice, the Times report said, since the same General Counsel was alleged to have authorized bribes, it said. That lawyer went on to exonerate all those involved in the bribery campaign. The New York Times presented its findings to Walmart several weeks ago. Neither Castro Wright or Lee Scott would comment, it said. But in response to the article published over the weekend, the company quickly issued a press release, beginning with Walmart being committed to compliance with the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, or FCPA. The company also posted a video statement by spokesman David Tovar.
Many of the alleged activities in the New York Times article are more than 6 years old. If these allegations are true, it is not a reflection of who we are or what we stand for. We are deeply concerned by these allegations and are working aggressively to determine what happened. In the fall of last year, the company, through the audit committee of the board of directors, began an extensive investigation related to compliance with the FCPA. We have met voluntarily with the U.S. Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission to self-disclose the ongoing investigation on this matter. We also filed a 10-Q in December to inform our shareholders of the investigation.
Tovar went on to say the company has taken a number of actions in Mexico to establish stronger FCPA compliance.
The investigation is ongoing, and we don't have a full explanation of what happened. It would be inappropriate for us to comment further on the specific allegations until we have finished the investigation. We are working hard to understand what occurred in Bentonville more than 6 years ago and are committed to conducting a complete investigation before forming conclusions. We don't want to speculate or weave stories from incomplete inquiries and limited recollections, as others might do. Unfortunately, we realize that, at this point, there are some unanswered questions. We wish we could say more, but we will not jeopardize the integrity of the investigation. We are confident we are conducting a comprehensive investigation, and if violations of our policies occurred here, we will take appropriate action.
Tovar said that in the spring of 2011, the company initiated a worldwide review of its anti-corruption program.
In a large global enterprise such as Walmart, sometimes issues arise despite our best efforts and intentions. When they do, we take them seriously and act as quickly as possible to understand what happened. We take action and work to implement changes so the issue doesn't happen again. That's what we're doing today. Walmart is committed to doing the right thing, and we are working hard every day to become an even better company.
In recent years, Walmart's Mexico and Central American operations have become the company's poster child for global retail growth. As of January this year, Walmart operates more than 2,000 supercenters, Sam Clubs, bodegas, which are neighborhood markets, restaurants, and pharmacies across the region. In December, Walmart informed the U.S. Justice Department it had launched an internal investigation into its overseas operations, including China, Mexico, and Japan, regarding permitting, licensing, and inspections, which is ongoing. Walmart operates 9,600 retail units in over 28 countries, employing 2.1 million associates. In fiscal year ending January 2011, net sales. Walmart operates 9,600 retail units in over 28 countries, employing 2.1 million associates. In fiscal year ending January 2011, net sales increased by 3.4% to $419 billion. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.